Then they're off, and they got away to a good start with a little bumping. Grand Pierre bumped into Billings. He bumped into my request, but my request recovered quickly on the outside. Coal Town over there on the inside is trying to outrun Citation. Grand Pierre is trying to outrun them both. But as they come to us, it's going to be Coal Town showing the way. Coal Town, with Jockey Pearson sitting still on him, is a length and a half in the lead. Grand Pierre from California is second by three lengths. Citation is back in third place. Billings is now third. Escadrille is trying to get third, and he got through on the inside to get into third place. And my request is the last horse as they go around that turn. And it is Coal Town breezing along in front by four lengths. He's as fast as they said he was. Citation is now moving up to challenge Grand Pierre. Escadrille is in fourth place. And my request, going up fast on the outside, is now in fourth place himself. And so into the backstretch, it is Coal Town showing the way by five lengths. We'll make it four lengths with Citation second by two and a half. And my request is driving hard to get third place. Billings is sticking to him. The last horse in the race is Escadrille. And now Grand Pierre has dropped back out of the race and is beaten. Going around the far turn, and Coal Town shows no sign of weakening so far. He's only in a three and a half in front now, by three and a half, and Citation is coming up to him. Citation is second, four lengths in front of my request, who is battling with Billings for third place. It's a two-horse race at the stage, ladies and gentlemen. It is Coal Town and Citation. Coal Town is still there by two and a half, and Citation has gone to work to catch him, and he is catching him. He's got him. At the head of the stretch, Citation is up to him, and they're turning for home. Coal Town and Citation head and head, and it looks like Eddie Arcaro has got his derby. They're coming in there just like they were the enemy, riding each other close. And it is Citation coming to the front. He's everything they said he was. He's going to win with his ears pricking. It is Citation by two, pulling away. And the other horse, Coal Town, is hanging on gamely, but that's all he can do is hang on gamely to be second. Citation wins this derby just as he pleases, his ears pricking, Arcaro smiling to himself, and Citation is home the winner by three and a half lengths, with Coal Town second, three and a half in front of my request, who is two and a half in front of Billings, and it was very close for last place, and I think Grand Pierre was fifth, with Escadrille sixth. Ah, there's your Kentucky Derby.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by ClassicBaseballBroadcasts.com, your one-stop destination for thousands of authentic, vintage radio game broadcasts, interviews and highlights, Red Barber, Mel Allen, Vin Scully, Ernie Harwell, Kurt Godey. Are just a few of the Ford Frick award-winning voices. There are hundreds more that will bring back childhood memories from back in the day when the game was always on. From the crack of the bat to the roar of the crowd, relive the moments that made baseball America's favorite pastime. Get started for free and step back in time listening to baseball's greatest moments.